call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Nicole, the same-sex marriage postal vote is in.
It is in, and I'm sure you've heard already.
If you haven't heard, you're living under a rock, surely.
If you haven't heard, Australians voted yes, with the yes vote receiving almost 8 million responses, so 61.6% of all the
votes. Wow. That's insane. Yep. That is a lot of votes.
Yeah, it's a lot of votes. The Yes campaign has been just celebrating nonstop pretty much since then. All of the parliamentarians who were in support of it, pop champagne at Parliament, had some rainbow cakes.
Awesome.
and it seems that the bill that's set to be debated and go through, well, expected to go through on this, it seems like it'll be a lot easier now. There were two bills that were being considered, but the second person withdrew his and said, I'll just support this main one, because it's got cross-party support from the Greens, Labor, right. Liberal, and also cross-benches. So.
That's very exciting. So how long do you think it will take for it all to go through?
They're saying that they want to have it passed before Christmas.
Right.
At first, it was unclear whether, there's going to be a lot of debate about these extra religious protections and things like that. There's still some people saying that they want amendments to the bill, but overwhelmingly, parliamentarians are saying, let's just get this one passed. It would be embarrassing now since the Australian public has voted yes.
Yeah. So, obviously, because that's 61% of the votes that were counted, is that correct?
Yes, so I think it was about 12 million votes, something like that.
So there's still about 40% of people who were against. Do you think that you're going to see much, action from them? Or do you think this is, has there been already any action from them? Or do you think they're sort of like, okay, we get it, we've lost, put it to bed?
There has been, the odd thing that you hear about people complaining about it, especially, specific groups, that were no campaigners, but it's been fairly quiet overall, I'd say. When you look at the breakdown of the votes, a lot of the no voters particularly were in the older age bracket.
Right.
And I think they're not necessarily the people who were campaigning.
Yes, yeah.
It's been fairly quiet.
Right, well, hopefully it continues that way and that all passes quickly. It's very exciting after sort of watching it all unfold from over here.
It's nice to finally get a result. I mean, we were worried the ABS wouldn't have even got it done in time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, congratulations, because it's very exciting for your country. Also, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has taken a bit of a swipe at New Zealand, saying our $3 million could be spent better elsewhere than on the humanitarian crisis that's happening in Manus Island.
Yes, this is interesting. Peter Dutton is not pleased with your Prime Minister's offer.
No.
To spend money on essential services on Manus Island. Of course, New Zealand has been pressing Australia to accept its offer to resettle refugees from Manus and Nauru. We said no to that. And so now, earlier this week, this offer to improve and just provide some services were also dismissed by Peter Dutton. And he said, the money would be better spent in a place like Indonesia. And, it's an issue for New Zealand where they spend their money, but he just says he wants the processing centre closed.
Somebody else as well said, kind of people from the UN and other countries are saying that New Zealand and, that Manus Island should just bypass Australia and make that transaction on their own. But then Australia's saying if that happens, you will have to rethink our relationship with both countries. So
I know it's almost as if we're just threatening you.
But there's been such a good relationship there, in the past. So I think it would be, personally, I don't think we'll see anything happen because I can't really imagine that New Zealand would risk that relationship with one of their closest allies, which is a little bit sad because there's such a need over there right now.
Yeah, exactly. You never know how far you can sort of stretch that relationship.
Exactly, like, yes.
Yeah, so it's really fine line.
Oh, wow. Hopefully that gets resolved very quickly because it's, yeah, increasingly looking scarier over there as the minutes pass.
Exactly.
And in a little bit lighter news, the mobile parcel locker that's being tested in Brisbane is being called an Esky on wheels.
Yeah, I Why mean, is if, it it was, if it wasn't for those other stories, it'd be a fairly slow news week. This story, it was a very minor story. It's just because obviously the rise of online shopping is meaning that Australia Post is sort of struggling to keep up with things. They're leaving a lot of those sorry we missed you cards.
Right.
Now their chief technology officer has developed this little robot. It's tiny, like an Esky.
I saw the photo. Well, actually, over here we call it a chili bin, not an Esky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So for everybody that's listening in New Zealand, chili bin is what Nicole's talking about.
Yeah, so it's like a little chili bin. and it's just, it drives along, but it needs, at the moment it's not developed enough, so it needs a human walking alongside of it. And it just takes these, like, one package, it really only fits, like, one or two packages, and it just takes it to a person's door and they can unlock the person's door, apparently. You register and it has a code.
Wow.
Gives you your package after hours or something like that.
That is frightening.
It kind of is frightening when you think about it.
But I guess, you know, hopefully they sort of, you know, make this technology a little bit better before they put this into play, because at the moment it sounds like it's still pretty new days.
It sounds like a very expensive experiment.
It does sound like a very expensive experiment, although it probably is very fun for the mailman that doesn't have to do much work anymore.
That's true.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Nicole. And it's, a lot happier of a news week now that we've seen the same-sex marriage poster boat. So it's awesome.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.